Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. This morning, starting at 11, the state legislature's Joint Standing Committee on State and Local Government will hold public hearings in Augusta for three proposed bills, one of which is receiving a lot of attention given the state of the U.S. right now. LD 1383, an act to require state divestment from perpetrators of international human rights violations. The summary of the bill reads, quote, "This bill prohibits the state from investing in public funds or entering into procurement contracts with companies, entities, persons, or financial institutions that operate in, directly benefit from, or are associated with perpetrator states, countries, or governing bodies that have been determined by independent and credible international bodies to have committed the crime of apartheid, ethnic cleansing, genocide, or a war crime." This bill directs the Office of Treasurer of State to create a commission to monitor human rights reports, to identify potential perpetrator states, countries, or governing bodies, and to report the activities and findings regarding compliance with the provisions of this bill annually to the governor and the legislature. The bill creates exceptions for humanitarian aid and allows for a waiver related to an investment, procurement, or divestment by the governor in cases of significant harm to the residents of the state or that undermine national security interests, end quote. The Maine Coalition for Peace and Human Rights encourages support, quote, "to end our complicity with funding harmful corporations. Did you know our state has $19 million invested in Palantir and a $141 million fund with Signature Aviation shares? These are corporations that make weapons/technology for world genocides and fuel our region's ICE deportation flights," end quote. The public hearing starts today at 11 a.m. at the Cross Office Building next to the State House, room 214. It will be streamed live, and I've posted the direct link to the page with more information about the bill and also the live stream player on today's archives at weru.org. You can also just go to legislature.maine.gov and search for LD 1383. The American Civil Liberties Union is holding a town hall at 4 p.m., a live virtual discussion on how to continue resisting the Trump administration and federal abuses. Quote, "One week ago, thousands gathered across the country to protest ICE's lawless attacks on our communities after an agent killed an unarmed mother in Minnesota. Our demands were and remain clear. ICE must get out of our communities. We cannot let this momentum lose power. We're keeping up the rallying cry, calling for an end to DHS's escalating operations, keeping federal troops out of our cities, and building state and city firewalls for civil liberties, because this moment demands more from all of us. If you're looking for what happens next after last week's protests, join us this coming Wednesday, January 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for a live virtual discussion on how to continue resisting the Trump administration and federal abuses. The conversation will cover what's next in the fight to defend our civil liberties, democracy, and the rule of law from the Trump administration's relentless attacks, with ACLU speakers including Executive Director Anthony Romero, Chief Policy and Advocacy Officer Deidre Schiefling, National Legal Director Cecilia Wang, and ACLU of Minnesota's Executive Director Deepinder Mail. The event is going to be streamed on YouTube. There's a registration form that includes a place to write your questions for the speakers, and that's at action.aclu.org/signup/ACLU-national-town-hall. I'll post that in the archives of today's Around Town as well. And finally, Indivisible Bangor lets you know about some weekly events that are happening. There's Vigil on Tuesday afternoons. It's been happening for a year now, and it's getting bigger. I heard from someone recently. They meet at 11 o'clock every Tuesday in front of the federal building up in Bangor. They've added a new weekly Thursday vigil at the federal building at 3 p.m. And the Bangor Visibility Brigade meets on Friday afternoons at the Essex Street overpass at 3:30. You can reach Indivisible Bangor and find out more about them at indivisiblebangor.org and the Bangor Visibility Brigade at visibilitybrigade.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.